today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Madeline.
I mean, it's a fantastic song. I can't even, I have no complaints.
I adore this song.
All right, kick it to the peanut gallery.
Pony.
You know what? I'm not surprised his name is Herb because this sounds like a 70s porn song.
Okay, no. It's Herb. Herb Alpert.
Herb. Perpetic Albert. Massiello.
Yeah, it's very funky. Like, I can't stop tapping my foot. You know, like, I just want to really get into it. So I like it.
You believe her?
No.
I don't either.
All right, is she due for a raise or something?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was speaking with a radio buddy of mine down here, and we were talking about music and rights to music and all the things podcasts go through and YouTube.
Yeah, if you were talking to a radio guy, were you talking about music or were you talking about music?
Music. Now, I had an idea today. Oh, my God, it's so dark, Maddie, isn't it? It's terrible.
What is it? Dismal? Is the weather dismal down there?
Yeah, it's dark. The room is dark, and so that's well, now you look best. Maddie, what am I doing here? I'm
looks
sorry.
Like you're
I'm
lighting
trying.
A thriller.
That's it's a little terrible. Bit. Where? What? How about there?
Right there.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hi. How are you?
You're tanned.
How's it going?
You're tanned from
well,
the Florida
Well, I mean, what does
sun.
It look like? Does it, I'm trying to get my camera shot. I'm getting ready
it's
to move.
It's darker
out of
than
this,
normal. It's definitely darker than normal.
I'm getting ready to move out of my domicile down here.
It's not and the guy so, from the natural dark, but it is. It's darker.
It's a little darker.
It is. Are
I'm
they
not
complaining
playing with that today? Because we're doing something different today, and I right. want to dive into it. But this is not going to be a DJ show, so we don't need to worry about talking up
okay.
and being a
all
DJ.
Right. All right.
But I was thinking about music because somebody sent me a link to some music, which we'll get to in a second here. And it just got me on a whole. I was late getting in here today because I was thinking so much about it. And one thing that you and I do well, and we've done it for a long time, is we have, I think, when it comes to music, we're about an inch deep and a mile wide.
Absolutely.
And you are probably, you skew more pop than I do. I am more just all over the place.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
No
you have,
rhyme
a, you
or
have,
reason
you have
to
a stronger jazz background because of your pop. A
lot of jazz, but at the same time, you know, there are things that I've played over the years that I keep that I like to go back and listen to. I'm really bad at finding it and really bad at. So what I thought might be fun on the same vein as Your iPad Sucks, which is a game we used to play.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Of going in to music, and there are no rules here. There are no rules. And we will play just snippets, because you can't play the whole song. We
right.
don't have time to do that. But snippets of things we have heard, whether it's new, whether it's old. It's going to be mostly old.
Of course.
I got news for you.
Of course.
For old people, be aware, it's going to be, well, almost exclusively old.
Well, stuff that, it's hard to really love something that's brand new, because I think to
yes.
love something, it has to sort of seep in. Now,
let me,
I want to ask you a question before we start. You, when I first heard you, you were playing on music radio, and
yeah.
I know we love what we do now, but I bet you have a soft spot in your heart for what music radio used to be, which really doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you miss it at all?
No.
Really? Not at
not
all?
Not a bit. No. No, I don't miss any. I like being, I've always, and by the way, when I worked with Don, we were playing records because we had to almost from the beginning.
Right, right.
We wanted to come in here and talk. We still like talking up records, but talking up, when we do a record talk up show here, we play the first 10 seconds and then we move
just
on.
Just the intro,
and
right.
I like my music really when it comes to pop music like that. I like going to a concert and I love an intro.
Yes.
I love it when Aerosmith walks onto the stage and then I'm ready to go home.
That's right.
Especially I don't want to hear 11 of their songs.
Especially if Jeff Shamrock has thrown up. You don't want to stay there.
Well, Rush, you know, probably the longest concert I ever stayed at. And then there was vomit. So it didn't work out that way.
There was vomit.
With this. But I thought this would be unique. And then we can just get the peanut gallery.
Right.
Check in Maddie Masiello.
Mm-hmm. Maddie?
Yes.
Yes, there she
standing
is.
Standing by.
There you go. Check in Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
I'm right here, Mike.
All right. Just to, you know, I don't need a rating. We don't need whose is better. Just, and I want brutally honest. It's like, I'm not going to put you on the spot because that's not what you guys like to do. We just need, it can't just be Rob and I.
I look forward to.
Because that'll be too much.
I look forward to Maddie's take because I forget, because she is so comedically on par and part of the show, I forget how much younger she is than us.
Right.
Yesterday she says to me, if I could only watch one classic television show from all time, the classic television show she would pick was Friends. I said, I'm not even sure I would call that a classic television show.
Well, but you live so far in the past.
I do, but
you
still.
You don't even live in a past that you lived through.
That's true.
I live in a past that I lived through.
That's true.
I met, you know, jazz guys that I don't know how you pulled it off. Well, you pulled it off on television by doing a deep dive on old television when
right.
you were a kid.
Right.
And then you got older and you just like nostalgia.
Yeah.
But so you're an old soul. But I
this
think
is
Maddie's
true, but
a little
it's,
more
but,
normal.
But this is why I like this, because Maddie, how old are you?
23.
She's 23. And I tend to forget that. She's that much younger. And so
right, well,
I look forward to hearing
this.
What she says.
Let me do this. I'm going to test because I've got my machine here.
Machine.
I want to make
machine.
Sure that everything's working. Someone, this is the, I don't know, I can't give credit to who jogged me, but they sent me a copy of the new Huey Lewis album. And
okay,
the,
I've been,
that
I've been curious
started,
to hear it.
That started the whole deal with me because I don't know if you know the backstory of Huey Lewis. He's got horrible hearing issues that are probably going to prevent him from ever performing live again.
Right.
It's a very sad story, but he was only able on this new album called Weather to record 7 tracks. They had to stop because of his situation. But they dropped one, I guess, in the month of February, and
right.
Somebody shared it with me, and I wanted to play it for you right now and give you a little bit, and then you know, we'll wait a little while. And while I'm doing that, Rob, you know, go searching and find one. But this is one from no, that's not the one I wanted to play. See, I screwed it up already. Here we go. This is the one I wanted to play for
okay.
you. Here. This is Huey Lewis from the album called Weather.
Still,
and
a
it's
great
got the Huey
sound.
Lewis sound.
Yeah,
and great video, by the way, with lots of stars on it. Is everything sounding good up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, sounds great.
This is a little song called Her Love Is Killing Me, in the brand new Weather album. Huey Lewis in the news, everybody. WAVA.
Lady, I can't sleep. I'm so nervous I can't keep the beat. I can't run.
Boy,
I
he's
can't
good.
Hide. In a damn ship, can't keep us satisfied. Drifting and drifting like a ship at sea. Her love is killing me.
That's burning so good. Hot.
Isn't it simple?
Yeah, but I mean, it's them. You can hear, you know, you can almost break them down into different eras, and they're always great. I'd say one of my favorite songs of all time is a Huey Lewis song. Not obscure, but The Power of Love is a song that I associate with, you know, being a teenager and going to see Back to the Future in the movie theater like 3 times. So I've always got a soft spot in my heart for Huey Lewis, and that's why it's really sad that he's not going to perform anymore. But how great to go out on a legacy of having another great song.
Yeah, and the album's good. That's the best track on the album. It's a great little video. Someone sent it along. It's really, really cute, and I think you might like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. That jogged the whole thing. And I said, you know, I was sitting there, you know, 5:30 this morning,
right,
listening to music like a maniac, and it was just a lot of fun. It really, really was. So that's what I want to do. I just want to trade licks with Rob Spiewak. And let me ask you that little ditty that's an oldie but a newie from Huey Lewis. What do you think, kids?
You know, I'm not so well versed with Huey Lewis, but I do remember a little bit of his music. I mostly know him from you doing talk ups, and
well, Hip to Be Square, one of the best talk up records of all time.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that was pretty good. He definitely sounds older. You can start to hear it in his voice, but
you can definitely tell. And God, does he look older on the video?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That you know, that's a lot of fun life that Huey has. But you know, you got like guys like Andy Garcia and you know, doing on the video.
That's
and it's
great.
Just, it's a throwback to what Huey Lewis's videos used to be, just stupid and silly, and maybe a little rushed to production. I got that vibe from it also, but you know, it just had that traditional Huey Lewis sound. Maddie, what do you think?
To me, like, a really good song is one that I can picture myself like driving to, especially in the summer with like the windows down or the top down, and I totally got that vibe.
Well, that's cool. That song. I like
that's
that.
That's a positive. I like that. I think that's fantastic.
Let's say my counterpoint to that then would be a recent, the most recent release, I think, from the Rolling Stones, and I don't think this album got enough play. Because I love the notion of it. I've liked the Rolling Stones my whole life. I've seen them in concert, I think, 5 times. But they got away from the overproduced stuff, and they went in a couple Christmases ago and did a blues record. They did it in like 2 days. They recorded the entire album in 2 days, and it was so raw. And it, to me, it suggested the Stones of 1965. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're older and more mature, and it's got a great sound. This was my favorite song off the album, Blue and Lonesome. This is called Just Like I Treat You. And I love the fact that they're all about 80 years old, literally 80 years old doing this. Doesn't it just sound like a great bar band?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's just too simple.
Is it too simple, do you think?
It's so, you know, with the Stones, when I get into a Stones record, it's
right.
Start Me Up. You know,
great one. I mean, hard to beat it. Hard to beat it.
But it's different than the regular stuff. And I feel like sometimes these, and by the way, I'm a hypocrite because I'm just contradicting what I played with Huey Lewis.
No, it's fine.
You don't get any more simple than that. But this is kind of identical, what you played.
Yeah,
where,
that's what inspired
me. But it's too
me.
Dumb. It's almost too dumbed down.
The reason that I like for it me. Is that, and I can see your point, but I see that the fact that this is the roots of everything that the Rolling Stones would ever become. You know, this mm-hmm. is when they started. They sounded like this. So for me, it was sort of a nostalgic kick to see them doing what they did literally 50 years ago and just sitting down and playing. Because, you know, they've become, Mick Jagger is more of a...
Now, what is the album? The album's brand new?
No, it's about a year and a half old. It's called Blue and Lonesome.
It didn't do well, right? Did
no.
It, I mean, compared to a Stones
album. No, it didn't. And I think it was all... To call it a vanity project might be simplifying it. But right. I love the fact that they went back, and I got the feeling they were doing what they wanted to do. And mm-hmm. I liked that. I thought that was
okay.
Pretty cool.
Well, I didn't. I'm sorry. I got to give it a thumbs down.
That's
it's
right.
Not my cup of tea. Pony, what do you think?
You know, I feel like it sounded kind of generic, like almost like an old like Doors biker bar kind of song. And it just, I don't know, it didn't feel different.
I guess for me, it has to, it carries the luggage of being old Rolling Stones mm-hmm. playing stuff. So
yeah,
I understand
yeah.
if without a backstory, it is very generic. I agree.
Maddie Masiello, what do you think?
I think if I was in a bar and I heard this song, I'd be like, okay, this is cool. But I would never seek this song out.
Okay, we're moving on.
How very
now.
Kind of you.
Trading licks right now. And by the way, these are not, those are two. Rob played a new one, but he doesn't have to play a new one.
No, not at all.
These are just, these are songs that are songs I listen to. And I love this song, and I've loved it for a very long time. And I'm not even sure if Maddie is aware of it, but this is one of my favorite groups, favorite artists that I've ever had. And I play this all the time. And I wonder if you're going to like this. This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
Rob can probably recognize it. Don't spoil it. But the Gypsy King.
Yeah.
And I listen to him all the time.
I have
love
no idea.
This music. I'm going to play it to the hook.
Right.
You surprised, Rob?
I am. Because we've used this song as a punchline before.
I know.
You turned up a little bit. better. Thank you.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
I'll play this once every couple of months.
Well,
and now I'm ready for the peanut. I'm ready for the peanut gallery.
It speaks to your Florida lifestyle.
No, not really at all.
I know.
No,
I know.
This is just something I love, and I heard them one time live, and was hooked ever since. So I don't know what your feeling is on the Gypsy King.
Well, I don't know that I would ever sit down and listen to an entire Gypsy King's album.
I don't listen to albums that much. I do, but the particular song is in my iPad, and I love it.
It is. I mean, it's a sensational record, and it's the kind of record that the minute you hear it, it is recognizable because of the production and the build and everything. It's a
Maddie,
great song.
Maddie, have you ever heard of the Gypsy King?
I have not.
What do you think?
I like it. The guitar is my favorite instrument. I think whenever I can really hear that in a song, I automatically like it. So I'm digging it.
Bloom?
You know, this is a pretty iconic song, and it's one of those songs that you hear it one time, and it's already in your head. It's that catchy. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic song.
Very good. Thank you. That's two thumbs
strong, up. Strong, right. Pick there. Now,
right, so because you're piping smoke at Spiewak.
As you said, it's not a competition.
Oh, it'll always be.
I know.
All right,
because Maddie loves the guitar, let us, of course, focus on the trumpet. This song is, when I go to my out, when I listen to music all the time because I prepare music for the show, but if I'm going to sit down and play an album, an actual vinyl album, always in consideration is something from Herb Alpert because of the sounds he made and some of his 60s stuff, the Tijuana Brass stuff that sounds like game show music, that's become almost comical in retrospect. But in his late 70s period when he was doing the jazzier stuff, the sound on the records were amazing. And I love this song. This song is called Rise.
This is really interesting because this is stuff you listen to when you're relaxing.
Yeah, when I'm not doing it for work.
I'm not going to poo-poo it, but it's definitely not something that would find its way into. Maybe because I played it so much.
Maybe.
But really not. I played it in a lot of adult contemporary radio stations, and I played this, and it was a very, very big hit. But this is also the line of demarcation here, where I'll play some hits too. But no, I'm sitting here listening to it, and I get it. But not my cup of tea.
I just love
my thing.
It's got an atmosphere to it, and not a lot of records can convey an atmosphere. And it's so rich sounding. The way they made the capture of the trumpet, I won't say otherworldly, but it is. Trumpets don't normally sound like this. This is one trumpet lead. It just sounds so warm. I adore this song.
All right, kick it to the peanut gallery.
Pony.
You know what? I'm not surprised his name is Herb because this sounds like a 70s porn song.
Okay, no. It's Herb. Herb Alpert.
Herb. Perpetic Albert. And we interviewed Herb Alpert.
Oh, he's a tremendously nice
fun
guy.
You went to see him.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're a massive Herb Alpert fan.
I think his Poor first thing. 10 albums, which is great.
That's so cool. Wow, I didn't know you were that passionate.
Yeah, I love him. I love him a lot.
Maddie?
It is pretty rich and bold. I don't love it, and I can't really explain why, but I don't hate it.
Because you don't drive in a car to it?
No, that's my you'd standard.
You'd walk out of this bar.
Zero steering wheels.
Oh, the steering wheel rating.
That's my rating.
All right, now since this is sort of evolving into a competition now of whose music is better.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure, are my songs loud enough, Rob? Because they're killing me down here. They're blowing me out of the water.
Yeah,
I don't know how to
they're
get
they're exactly
here.
Right. They're exactly right.
All right. So this is one of my all-time favorite artists. And I listen to this guy. If I'm ever just listening to music, I usually find my way to this man. I don't speak to him as a human being because I don't know if he's that nice a person, but I listen to this guy a lot, and I've never seen him live.
Can I guess who it is?
Yeah, go right ahead. Guess.
Is it LL Cool J?
No, it's not. It's not. It is this guy, and I maybe because he's a drummer, maybe because in the 80s he knew how to use the synthesizers a lot. Is it loud enough? I
want
to make sure
great.
We're competing now. This is Don Henley.
Oh yeah.
And, I just love chords, and Don Henley used chords like nobody, and I don't know, I'm a big fan, always kind of puts me in the right mood. I like Don Henley. And, of course, you can't talk about Power 105 WAVA.
Let's go down to the Sunset Grill and watch the working girls go by.
That's a hit. Yeah, I mean, that was played a lot.
And you know what? He's not a great singer. But he's a passable singer, but the songs have such texture. You nailed it with the
chords.
Do you
have any Henley, like, in your personal, your go-to listening? All right, you don't have to get it. I mean, I'm just curious whether you would, you know, when you're listening to Herbetic Albert,
you would listen short to short for Herbert.
Yes, thank you.
Herbert Alpert. So many people mess with him.
You know, this is a very iconic 80s song, but
you're not
a kid,
allowed to use the word iconic anymore.
I can use it all I want.
No, you
as
can't.
A kid growing up in the 80s and 90s, I feel like this is the kind of stuff I heard, like, at the dentist office.
Kind of the easy listening. Such pain.
Wow. You spent a lot of time at the dentist, Pony?
That is so much pain. All right, Masiello, have you heard of this?
I have not, but it just sounds like the 80s, and I'm not a huge synth fan, and his voice just kind of sounds whiny to me.
Just turned it off. All right.
So I don't
right. Well,
it.
You know, they can't all be hits, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they can't. Rob, they
can't. All right, I'm going to go search you.
I will
you
say continue. This one is a guilty pleasure of mine, and it's I'm almost ashamed to bring it up, but you never hear it, and I need to give a little bit of a backstory. In the early 80s, late 70s, there was a sort of a lull in interest in the Beatles, amazingly. Their music was not as popular. They weren't as universally recognized as they are now. They didn't have the release on CDs for years to come before, so there were no CDs. So they were just sort of cruising on their original releases. And there was a sort of a trend in pop music where they would take a band and make medleys of their songs. There was an Elvis medley. There was a Beach Boys medley. And then there was this. And this was just called Medley, and it's by a Dutch band called Stars on 45.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. This is what you listen to for pleasure?
Sometimes. And it is. It's a totally disco beat song, and they do a small intro that sets it up here. Now, what I need to sell you is that these Dutch singers spoke no English, so all of these lyrics were learned phonetically. So this lady doesn't know what she's saying. She doesn't know what Stars on 45 means. Here it comes. Ready?
I am done. Yeah, this is, you were playing this on your record player.
I have, yeah. Okay, now watch. Watch what they do here. They sound so much. They have to go through the Shocking Blue. Give it a second.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird. You know, it's weird that they would put Shocking Blue, and then they do Sugar Sugar by the Archies. It's the whole thing is like a fever dream, but it somehow works for me. Sugar. So while it plays, Matt, what is your? Have you ever heard this?
I think you played this for me one time. It's very saccharine. It is.
Yeah.
Bonus points for not knowing English.
It's Rob. It's Rob.
It's Rob. It's
this
very
is Rob.
Rob.
It is
this
very
is
Rob. I suppose.
This is the theme that plays inside of Rob's pop culture head.
Ooh. But they're Dutch and they speak no English. Don't you find that curious?
I could give a rat's ass.
Maddie?
I think if I was
Oh, wait, listen, they're going to do Beatles song now.
Oh, this right.
There we go.
So glad I got to hear that.
That's why he loves it.
Well,
that's
of course. Why he loves Mike, I know it's an odd statement to say, but I'm a Beatles fan.
I think
it was a weird time when they weren't top of mind musically, and this was sort of big in keeping them in the forefront. Sorry, Maddie.
So I feel like if I was on psychedelic drugs, this would make me turn into a bad trip.
Oh, no.
But anyway, we're going to take a break. But before we do, I wanted to get to the artist who, and Rob will know this as soon as I say it, the artist who is most representative of my personal music collection. The artist that is I've described him as my idol.
Yeah.
And another prick, by the way.
Yes.
These guys that I like.
But
and,
he spoke English, this guy.
I just don't know which one I could pick, but I am a drummer. I love jazz, and I love Buddy Rich. And the one that I'm going to pick for you right now is called Monitor Theme.
Yes.
And
oh, great one.
I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but I'll play it, and we'll see what you think of this. This is Buddy Rich. Live, by the way. Recorded live. I hope the audio is okay.
Hey,
thing about Buddy Rich, Mike, is he loved his band.
This is probably recorded the late 1960s.
Yeah.
Pretty good live recording.
Very good, very good.
For the late 1960s. I'll just play a little more of it, because I love it. Just listen to a little of the drum work here. All right, so now I'm ready to subject myself to the peanut gallery right now.
Before we throw it over to the young youngsters, I want to say this. Yes. One thing about Buddy Rich, and I don't follow him as close as you do, but I have a couple of his records.
Well, nobody does anymore. He's dead.
Well, in that case, I am following him. But
right, exactly.
He, obviously, all his charts centered on his drumming. But
yes.
And that's a good example, just the first few bars of that. Mm-hmm. He's okay, and even right now, letting the band shine as well. And
oh,
he did bring in great horns, great session guys to play
and
with.
And rode
him.
His band very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, had guys out of Juilliard, musicians that came in. And I saw him before the peanut gallery comments and breaks my heart. I saw him 11 times in concert.
Wow.
Before he passed away.
And you met him.
And I met him, and I interviewed him.
Yeah.
Pony Boy, what are your thoughts?
You know what? I think this is very pleasant. It's unobtrusive. It's it has exciting moments. I enjoy it. I do.
Talk about damning with faint praise.
I know. Yeah.
And I think the best thing ever was the time that you flipped out and almost killed Oscar when he called him Buddy Guy. You got so mad.
But I'll always remember your stunning compliment on this show today, Pony, when you referred to my main man of music as unobtrusive. Maddie, you probably never heard of Buddy Rich. So
I've not, and I apologize for what I'm
okay.
about to say. But I feel like it is the song that would play at the end credits of like a QVC program.
Wow.
On that note, we'll take
start
it right
the show.
Can we go? Oh, we have to start the
we
show.
We have to start the show. Yeah,
we'll come back with more of our crappy music that they hate right here on the Mike O'Mara
it's
Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you have trouble getting to sleep, having 40 wings? Or even 41 wings, then you need the Butterfield Sound Asleep Sleep Therapy.
Excuse me, I've been walking around here in the dark for hours. Can I just buy this, please?
I'm sorry, that shirt is not for sale, for personal reasons.
Consisting of roughly 8 CDs, I have concocted the perfect blend of relaxing music and hypnotic phrases to ensure you get a good night's sleep. Just listen to these soothing songs. Go to sleep, please go to sleep. Go to sleep now, go to sleep. Will you please just go to sleep? Go to sleep, first go to sleep. Then go to sleep. And if you buy now, I will include this exclusive Butterfield Sleepy Time Eye Mask that will ensure your eyes remain completely closed the moment you get into bed. But be warned, they do contain a very strong glue, so you must keep your tube of wake-up paste nearby at all times.
Wake-up paste.
It's the Butterfield Sound Asleep Sleep Therapy.
Call now!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, to Chugwater, Wyoming, Chrome, California.
Yes.
Tongue, Highland, Scotland.
That's where I buy my wake-up paste.
Hump Tulips, Washington, Aswan, Egypt. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone. Over 9 million homeowners could save big on a mortgage refinance right now. Do you know why? Why?
Why?
Because rates have now hit a 3-year low. Whoa. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage just hit 3.49%, matching the lowest level since October of 2016, according to a survey by Mortgage News Daily. The unexplained drop is, it's not unexplained, but it's unexpected.
Right.
The drop in mortgage rates due to market fears over the coronavirus. So this impact will be temporary. Call my friend Mark Livingstone and all the great people at Cornerstone First Financial. Call them today at 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. You must act now to take cash out or just save money by securing a lower rate. They carry my personal endorsement because I got my mortgage through Cornerstone First Financial. They're up in D.C. I'm down here in Florida. They made it work for me, and it was seamless.
Of all the mortgage companies, they chose you.
I chose them, Rob.
You chose them.
To be perfectly honest with you, thank you. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or click the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Yeah, I go through my music when I'm in the car on a long ride or anything like that. And Carla rolls her eyes, and she doesn't understand.
Are you a guy that randomizes? Do you have it on like shuffle so you're not sure what's going to come up, or do you ever search
out? I'm not as organized with music as you are. You have everything categorized, alphabetized, put in the right thing. I've got it all over the place. I mean, if you go into my music as I'm looking at it right now, the first thing will be like sound effects. I've got audio tracks.
Oh, I've got that too.
And they're all 11 seconds, and I'm trying to think what they say. Hold on, what is it?
That's the I miss him. He's in Hawaii, you know.
I got to turn it up. Guys, tell me if the levels... I don't want to hear something after the show that it's not good. All right, so I need
all your music
honesty.
Has been perfect. Your right, music has been perfect.
Right. Let me see what this is. Thank you.
Well, that's from the Grease Man collection.
No, it's not. It's from the Looney Tunes collection.
I know. I'm just
thank
being
you very
silly.
Much. I mean, give him credit where credit is. That's a big crash.
Yes,
I don't
is.
Even know what these are. You've heard these on the show. That's a wheel spinning.
Carnival wheel, of course.
I am a gay American.
Okay. I don't know where that popped up. This is from like my audio board. But it's just, it's very weird that I have.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be driving in the car and I'll have. Love that. Mm-hmm. I have like things on shuffle and like a weird sound effect will come on and the kids will just shake their head. Like, what is the matter with you? So I have to travel with it.
It's interesting. So it's
journey with us now.
All right.
It's
I don't
you.
Know what that. Hour, that okay. I
that's
see
what
everything
you listen
I put
to
in my computer.
That's what
here.
You listen to in the car. It's
yeah,
me
I
talking.
Me. I listen to me now. I didn't expect that. Autoplay. It's not supposed to do that. Thank you very much. All right. I'm ready for you now because I have to. It's going to be hard for me as we go on to find obscure tracks that I.
All right.
That
first of all,
to.
Give me no
and
grief.
By the way, a long time ago in a land far away, a friend of mine sent me Christmas music, which corrupted my entire iTunes folder. I now have to wade through everything that I have in here. It's I've never been able to extricate myself.
Well,
from
that friend probably sent a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yes,
it was insane.
So speaking of Christmas music, do not badmouth me for playing what is technically now a holiday record because it is still in season because it's cold. But I think
now I had the option to play holiday records. But are you playing holiday records because of A, the fact that you want to play a holiday record, or are you playing a holiday record because you don't have the same amount of stuff you would have at home?
No, I have 25,000 songs to choose from. I travel
right here.
With. Yes,
I travel with,
and both iPads are
I'm
full.
Sorry.
But
now
I choose.
Now, you know, this is one of these few times I'll be sheepish. Well, I'll say, oh my God, I feel like I've challenged the master now.
So, no.
25,000. I've got like 11. But anyway, go ahead.
This is this is a wintertime song, and the reason I play it is that. It has, for my entire life, been a song that has been an automatic turn the radio, turn the stereo up as loud as it'll go without offending people because of the arrangement is so perfect and the capture is so perfect. It's a song that was written by a guy named Leroy Anderson, but the ultimate recording is by the Boston Pops. And I think this is one of the best produced records
so
ever
would you
made.
Listen to that like during the rest of the year?
Sometimes out of season, yeah. I just love the way it sounds. It's huge.
You have to understand, Mrs. O'Mara puts Christmas music on like starting in September.
She's not.
And I get so burned out on it.
Yeah, you know? But you know, but it's this is not one that I can burn on because I just think it is so well done and so well recorded. It's just for me, it's always been a very special song.
All right. Well, we know what this one sounds like.
Sure.
Pony.
It's kind of awkward and out of place seeing it as it's after Christmas, but
yeah,
it
like
is,
right after Christmas too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, but it's
a
doesn't
terrible
mention,
choice on his part.
What
my
a
opinion.
Jerk!
Yeah, I guess it's my turn to be sheepish.
Maddie, what do you think?
I mean, the production value and the layers of this song. I mean, obviously everybody knows are amazing. It's not my favorite Christmas song, so it's probably.
But
not
remember, good. It's not a Christmas song. It's a winter song.
Whatever.
Oh, and by the way. The best modern performance of this can be found on YouTube when it's played by my close personal friend, Colonel Michael Colburn, directing the President's Own Marine Band with this song on the David Letterman Show.
So great.
Which was one of the greatest live performances you will ever see on television. And the guy with the big uniform, the boss man, that's my pal. And I'm proud to say he is. Thank you.
The coolest thing about it is after they perform it, when Letterman comes over to congratulate him and thank him, Letterman is so pleased with what he just saw. And you don't
absolutely.
See that from Dave a lot.
Yes.
He's all smiles, right. And it's a great moment. I agree.
All right. I'm going to go into a deep dive here, and I'm going to play an obscure song that I listen to only a certain way. I only listen to the very beginning of this song,
okay,
and then I turn it off because I don't like the rest of it. That's just the way I listen to it. I love the crescendo,
all right.
And this is a little band called Styx. You
yes.
might have heard of them. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite, but I don't like to go deep into it. This is very, very cool. I love the intro.
Yeah.
Picture yourself. Floating in space, Pony and Maddie. Suddenly, you come from behind a planet and you see a giant spaceship. Controlled by robots. Isn't it exciting? And then you realize just how huge it is. And a window opens. And look, it's a robot.
Come on, Gato, Mr. Roboto. Come on, Gato, Mr. Roboto. Manda, Onimate.
That's it. That's the part.
And then
that
you're
I
done. But
too.
You know, you were there when it came out. Nothing had ever sounded like that.
Yeah, it
that
was
a
very,
game
very
changer.
Unique music, amazingly unique music. Styx, and I was not the guy that bought the album. It was a roommate of mine named Ed Donnan, and Ed Donnan was a maniac for this group, and he played it all the time. For me, it was a slow kind of burn on getting into it,
right?
But now, of course, they're iconic, as there's the word again. But they are, and I'm curious what the kids think about this.
Yeah, I mean, I've already said what I've said. So, Pony.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a fantastic song. It's almost like kind of the early roots of electronic music, and it's Japanese. So, you know what? I love it.
Japanese. God. Maddie Masiello.
I'm ready to meet intern Joel on Planet Beltron. Like, I am going. I really liked it. I really liked the crescendo, as you said. That was really cool.
Oh, that's good. They like that. Yeah. And they're honest. This is great. I didn't think it would be this much fun, but what's fun is getting the reactions from them.
I love really it, too. I love it, too. Now, we're going to go something probably more negative for them. Everyone knows I love Elvis Presley, and my favorite era for Elvis is Jumpsuit Elvis. I like Jumpsuit Elvis. When he was in the early 70s and singing live mostly. And the best concert, the one he's best known for is the Hawaii concert, where he was sober for, by the way. But his best concert album came a year later in Memphis when he played two shows in his hometown. And he did a song that he only performed very rarely. It was really from before he was even famous. It goes back to the Sun Records era. So you have to picture this is Elvis in 1974 doing a song from almost 20 years earlier. And what I love about it is not only is he surrounded by a great band and his voice sounds great, he's obviously having a great time.
Oh, baby 11.
I like it because it's so pure.
Yeah, and it's
this is what he is.
Exactly. And it's fun for me to hear him having a good time with a song. I mean, he'd already done fully orchestrated recordings. Suspicious Minds is a huge record. This is essentially three instruments. And if you're wondering,
I would love to be there. I would love to see Elvis in this. That's good. I give it a thumbs up.
The answer that everyone's like, yes, he is fat, and he's so fat they didn't even put his picture on the album. They put a picture of Graceland on the album, but not Elvis. So yes.
You mean this? So this is right before he died?
No. He still had 3 good years left, but he was heavy. He was very heavy at this point. So it was almost like the Christopher Cross thing.
Thank you, Rob.
Where they didn't put his photo on the. They put a picture of his house on the album. I'm sorry, Pony.
You know, this has a similar sound to that Rolling Stones song earlier, but I definitely give him credit. There's a lot of energy to the song, and you can definitely tell he's having a good time. And it's great. How can you not like it?
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. It has great energy. I just can't really tell what he's saying.
But my baby left me.
Well, besides that line, I mean, he keeps repeating that line. I get that. But, like, the other words, I can't really. He needs to enunciate.
I stand out my window, stares, wring my hands and moan. All I know is that the one I love is gone. My baby left me. He's really upset.
Clearly.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Now this is interesting because this is really seeing where we all go. I'm all over the place. I said that before. I am a huge fan and played country music for a while, but the genre of country music that I enjoy skews more traditional.
Okay.
And one of my all-time favorite artists, I still have him on my bucket list for somebody I want to see out of pure musicianship, is a gentleman by the name of Ricky Skaggs.
Yes.
When I'm listening to music, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to play Ricky Skaggs. And what I want you to listen to, kids, when you're listening to this right now, is the pure musicianship of his band called Kentucky Thunder. This is my favorite Ricky Skaggs cut. It's called Black Eyed Susie. And I just want you to hear the quality of musicianship here and the way these guys go. I adore this song.
All right, boys.
That's Ricky Skaggs on the mandolin.
Lightning, just so fast.
Black and Susie came to town, all she wore was a gingham gown.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Yep. Live. I like live performances.
Black Eyed Susie's long and tall sleeps in the kitchen with a feeding hole.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie. Yeah.
Now his banjo player.
Yeah.
So that's a, you know, I go on and on with that, and they all do their licks. They do the guitar player.
All I need and
to kill me, Pappy. Hey.
Hey.
All right, so kids, I'm ready for your verdict.
Well, I'll say this. You might not know this. The first music I loved was bluegrass music. My dad was going through a bluegrass phase.
We had that in common. I did not know that until today. That's
when I was growing up, and actually you made me turn my train a little bit. I'll play a bluegrass record next. But you can't argue with
him. Why are you
going
to play a bluegrass record next?
You can't do that.
You can't. That's not fair. Buzzing me.
No. You inspired me.
I like Rocky Road, too. No, that's not fair. You got to do your own thing.
Then I'll do my own
thing. You got to do your own thing. You got to come up with your own creative ideas.
Well, I will say this. You inspired me to remember the fact that my first favorite band was called the Dillards, and they played the Darlin Family, essentially, on the Andy Griffith Show. But,
so it really does get back to pop culture there again.
Well, no.
The Magic Box.
It came back. It worked backwards. I knew of them before I knew they were them on the Andy Griffith Show. They were discovered. They were discovered and put on tour to open for Elton John. So he loved their music. And so, So bluegrass is, and I think it is one of the, country sort of has this mantle now, even though it's losing it. Bluegrass is pure, pure music. If you
it
listen
is
to that,
music.
There is nothing, there's no trickery, there's no electronica to that. That
no
is someone,
electronic at all.
There is someone who is great at playing an instrument, getting up
outside
there.
Outside of the amplification, there
that's
is
it.
No
that's it.
So, none whatsoever. What do you think, Pony Boy Matt Bloom?
So my dad used to say, if you can understand the lyrics, it's bluegrass. And you know, I think that's a song you could probably only play one time a day. It is so, it sounds like it's a workout for whoever's
playing
it.
To watch them play, I mean, they're flying. They're absolutely fine. This is, and I really think, I don't know enough about the genre of music to know, but I'm reasonably sure that this is the top of the top of the top. They, like in that genre of bluegrass music, you don't get better than Ricky Skaggs and that.
Well,
and
he's,
that
I think he's the only one that has any sort of national recognition now because it's very regional. There's a lot of regional
stuff.
And he still
tours. Yeah. He still tours, but he tours. Unfortunately, he tours in a very narrow area because that's, I guess, where there's a call for it. Maddie, have you ever heard of Ricky Skaggs before?
I haven't, but the second I heard that mandolin, I just started smiling. Like, okay, I feel like that's just a song. You have a good time, too, and you can't help but dance.
Get a thumbs up there. Good. This is not one of my selections, Mike, although I do like it. This is The Animals and C.C. Rider. I might have played this anyway, but we need to take a break.
Oh, oh God. Sorry, I got caught up in
that. It happens.
Oh, wow. What was your bluegrass song you were going to play?
I was going to play, it's called Dooley. And it's an old traditional song that they did perform on the Andy Griffith Show, but their studio version of it is a wonderful example of their instrumentation. Again,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. I was curt with you.
No, no.
And play Dooley when we come back.
Okay, we shall do that. I appreciate it.
We'll do
it.
That when we come back on the Michael O'Mara Show on We're Playing Our Favorite Things, just like Julie Andrews.
Yes, Raindrops on Roses.
Oh,
yes, they do.
Oh, well, I'm always. Oh, my Mardi Gras Mike. Notice I didn't say Fat Tuesday. A new Oh My Gov show's out, and we ask, are you ready for the truths we dare not tell ourselves? We've got a tarot reader just dying to read our cards, and we're shaking things up with a famed party grom mixologist with our first ever hurricane competition. Subscribe now to the Oh My Gov show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. Do you ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untucked shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. Don't just take my word for it. Try Untuckit for yourself. Visit untuckit.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob and I are just having dueling music shows today where we're not doing the DJ talk-up stuff, but we're going deep into our music collections to find obscure cuts, not necessarily all non-hits, but really deeper stuff that
I'd
we
say
listen
stuff
to.
Stuff that speaks to us.
Now, before we went to break, you said you were going to maybe dive in to your bluegrass choice. Yeah. I didn't know you liked bluegrass.
I do. Actually, there are two albums that the Dillards did.
I mean,
you
said you liked bluegrass that got me excited, and then you said you found out because of the Andy Griffith Show.
No, I didn't find out because of the Andy Griffith Show. I found out because my dad played it. But they did two albums that I really, their best albums are called Copperfields and Wheatstraw Suite, and I kind of see those as the Rubber Soul and Revolver of bluegrass music because they really combined a pop sound that made it almost more palatable, but it was still bluegrass. This goes back earlier, and this is a song that they always performed, and this is a great example of their work too. It's definitely old school before they started to cross over, but as again, pure music. How do you argue with this?
Right. Here's where I'm with you.
Okay.
You can go to a lot of bluegrass festivals.
Right.
And one of the things I love is at least if they keep it at a certain pace.
Mm-hmm.
I like fast-paced bluegrass.
I agree with you.
If you're doing slow, when I'm on, that's to me cheating. It's not fair.
You can even do,
cheated us.
In bluegrass, you can even do a ballad up-tempo, and it works.
Right.
But this, to me, it's a great little story song about a man who made moonshine and got shot and killed. But
it's really, I mean, I love that pace because that's just, it's hard to do.
It is.
And I want to see people accomplish something that's difficult, and it's a great musicianship. I really love that.
I'm glad we played it. So, Pony.
All right. Guys, what do you think?
You know, I think it starts out a little Deliverance-y, but then it gets a little bit more interesting once he starts telling the story, and it's not bad.
It's funny that Deliverance would actually sour Pony to an entire genre of music.
Well, that one scene was pretty rough.
Which one?
It was difficult.
I don't know.
Maddie, what is your overall take on Blue? You said it made you smile before.
Yeah, I liked it. If it was a battle of the bluegrass, I think I'd like Mike's better. Sure. But I do enjoy this. I liked it a lot. Yeah. But
well, it's
favorite.
Simple, Maddie. That's because mine is better.
Correct. Yes. That's objectively.
Yes. Now at number two, I try harder.
Now I am seriously playing songs that I listen to a lot.
Okay.
I listen to often. That's what the whole thing was born with, because I got that Huey Lewis song, that new one, that motivated me to go deep into my collection of music and go, this might be an interesting, just the stuff we listen to. Now, this is a common, well-known song based on a movie, and I love it. I love it all the time, and it's just fantastic for me to listen to. Talk about make me smile.
Yeah.
This is something that makes me smile every time I hear it. I love it.
Yes.
I love everything about it. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Loved Me, repopularized this song. And this is Quincy Jones. The song is called Soul Bossa Nova. I think you're going to like this. This is what I listen to. That's what a nerd I am.
Not a nerd.
Just walking around the house.
You are so not chores. A nerd because every now and then people will bring up Quincy Jones now and people say, oh, he's a screwball, he's a nut. But he was so brilliant in every aspect of his career.
There it is. We've heard it before. So I love it. I just love it standalone. Doesn't have to be with the movie.
Do you like it as well as the theme to Sanford and Son?
Yes, I do. Massiello, what do you think of that?
I like it, but I don't think I could listen to it like every day. I feel like I'd
stand
have
alone.
To, yeah, I feel like I have to listen to it like every couple months, and I beat into it. But I think I would burn out on it pretty quickly.
She's wrong, by the way. It gets better every time you hear it.
That's fine.
Bloom?
It is a classic. It's almost as if that song was made for that movie in advance.
I agree.
I think it's fantastic. Love it.
Good use of it.
And by the way, if you've never seen Austin Powers and the opening production number that he does with this, it is, I mean, I you know, instant love. That could have been a crappy movie for the rest of the entire film. It wasn't. It was very funny. I think the ones after that were a little bit of a stretch. But I'll tell you, that opening number, in the theater, to go in and see that first Mike Myers, Austin Powers movie, just pleased me greatly. So
he's got to be a nutcase, right?
Yeah, he's the least difficult to work with. That's what they say. That's the book on Mike Myers.
All right. Frank Sinatra has a storied career. And of course, it's hard to pick a bad Frank Sinatra song, but there are a couple for me that rise to the top. This is a really cool one because it's in an era in his career. I go back to this because of the choices he made in it. He did a thing in the mid-60s where he tried to sort of modernize his sound, and he would incorporate organ and stuff like that and not be the Sinatra that, you know, came through in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
This is an album called Sinatra and Company, and it's 1971. He's going back to the more traditional way he sang. But what happened is all that time that he was being the modern singer, he realized he had lower notes in his register that he never used because he's getting older. And so there's some really neat choices he makes vocally on this song. It's a bossa nova, and it's called Wave. And it is just...
Does he sing?
Oh, he does. It's just so cool.
But I've never heard of him.
Really? Wow. I don't think the album's in print anymore. His voice.
So close your eyes.
Oh, okay. I know the song.
That's a lovely way to be aware.
Once again, though, you're kind of playing genres after I'm playing genres.
In what way?
Kind of matching my genres, which is really starting to annoy me a little bit. You know, I play a bossa nova.
Listen.
Play a bossa nova.
Can dream or dream together.
How do you not love that? How do you not love that? And Mike, I also feel that it might be a little presumptuous of you to grab an entire genre, an entire tempo.
Well, I played bossa nova and you played bossa nova. Well, okay, let's be honest.
It's a
pretty narrow category of music. Pony, back me up here. He's playing the genres of music after I'm playing the genres of music.
He's cheating. He didn't get out of the cockadoodle car.
I selected it before you played soul bossa nova, and you know what? I think it might be a samba anyway.
All right. Well, if you played it first. Maddie, what do you think of that? That's what I call elevator music.
Really?
Huh.
Well, I do kind of.
All right.
For me, I mean, Sinatra for me is the most nostalgic of anything you've played because all my dad listened to growing up is the Seriously Sinatra XM station, and that's all he listened to.
Right, and he's still, right?
Yes, yeah. Still. Mm-hmm. So, it makes me think of my dad, makes me think of childhood. I like it a lot, and I mean, Sinatra's voice you can't really beat. So.
Oh, that's a really great capture of his voice. I just think that's an obscure one that you never hear.
I mean, I like the sound of it. I never heard that song from Frank Sinatra. Now, moving on... There's a story behind this. Everybody could play a Prince song because everybody knows Prince. Prince is, has so many hits, hit after hit after hit. This song, for me, was discovered not only when I was in the clubs, when it didn't really go over that well, but one night I was at a concert, at an actual Rolling Stones concert at the old Capitol Center.
Wow.
And the Rolling Stones played this on their column speakers before the Stones came out. And when they played this, I became even a bigger fan of this particular song. This is very little vocal. This is just a lot of power funk. This the Minneapolis sound,
right?
And I wonder if anybody's even heard of this particular Prince cut. Let's hear it.
I can only imagine how this sounded in the arena.
It was amazing.
It had to be.
And I listen to it to this day. I just love the recording.
That's so great.
I'm going to let you go to the hook with this one simply because I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, we like a break behind, of course.
Yeah, this will take us to break.
All right. Here we go. Okay, now we can comment on it. What do you think, Rob Spiewak?
I like it. I mean, you can't argue with the production and the catchiness, but what I love about it is your story. I think that's amazing. There are a handful of records that you can remember where you were when you heard them,
and the bass response was amazing.
And when you can attach a story to it, I love that. So for that reason, I think it's a great choice.
Bloom,
I think it has a great feel to it, just in general, and it almost kind of reminds me of like Parliament Funkadelic a little bit.
Yeah, sure,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like that analysis. That's it, Masiello.
Yeah, it's very funky. Like I can't stop tapping my foot. You know, like I just want to really get into it. So I like it.
You believe her?
No.
I don't either.
All right, is she due for a raise or something?
No, she's giving me a hard time. I just don't know whether
I'll tell
believe
you when I don't like it.
I think she will.
True. Very good. We'll take a break. We will come back. We've got to catch up.
Yes.
We'll have a quickie, and then we'll finish this up. And we did other show, but no, we're having fun on the Michael Mara show.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy, and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related. But just remember this, TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you, and good evening.
Hi, Bernie.
And good evening.
Hey, Bernie. Hi, it's Mike O'Mara. Happy to be on board. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Feel
Show,
the burn,
brought to you
Mike.
By Ring. Sorry. You know what? Done my editing. I'm done. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission, to make neighborhoods safer. You have seen the videos online, you have seen them on TV, you have seen the people that get the packages snatched, you have seen what Ring does. They help you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world, and they record video that you can see. So if somebody's behaving badly, you catch them. It's that simple. If there's a package delivery, a surprise visitor, you get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, speak to them all from your phone. That's thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. One of my favorite things. And by the way, you know, for a long time, you saw CCTV, closed-circuit television, that you would see with police departments and traffic cams or something that the weather stations are showing you. But these Ring cameras, they get the best video quality. It's fantastic. Yeah. I love that, and I think you're going to love Ring, too. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit available right now at ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes a video doorbell and a Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. We're playing our favorite little cuts off of our iPads and our iPods and everything we have there. I kind of popped this on Rob at the last minute.
Oh, but, I love it. I love it.
What I want to happen is maybe out there in Listen Land, somebody will hear something they've never heard before, and it'll catch them like it caught me. Or you're going to say, I didn't know he liked that too with Rob and me, and I thought that would be fun. So it's Rob's turn on our favorite songs.
I'm going to get 100% grief on this one, but I'm unapologetic about it. This is from 1963, a hit single by a brother and sister act, and it was almost a mistake that it happened in studio, the way they performed it. But it actually, the composition goes back to the 30s. And it had been recorded and charted many times, but this was the biggest hit. That's why it has sort of a retro feel, even for a 1960s record. It's called Deep Purple, and it's by Nino Tempo and April Stevens. And it's just, to me, a really curious capture. Their voices work really well together, I think because they're brother and sister, but it's just catchy right from the get-go.
When a deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, stars begin to twinkle in the night, in the mist of the memory.
So the song was 40 years old when they recorded it.
Oh, is my video breaking up again?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right, I'll hang up and call.
Okay,
do. Rob, I got to be honest with you. I'm not digging it. I'm not feeling it.
I knew that it would be a tough sell. It was also recorded again and recharted by Donnie and Marie as a duet. But
that's good.
That's not helping
that's
my case, am I?
That's a selling point.
But it is. I just always thought immensely catchy, and it's a clever little song. I like it. So, again, I knew
massive,
it was...
massive thumbs down.
I knew it would be.
For me. Pony Boy, what do you think?
I think the guy sounds like he might be a little challenged.
Oh, listen here. This is neat. Listen. He whispers the lyrics.
Yeah, let's listen to this part.
Oh, this is changing everything.
It's a terrible recording, too. The quality of the recording is garbage.
Yeah.
So... it's marvelous. So. It's a marvelous thing. America loved it. It's a number one record.
Why don't you ask your
Maddie? How much do you love this?
So you said it. You said it was a mistake.
No. It was. It sort of happened as it was going on. The thing about him whispering the lyrics to her is because she didn't know the words, and so in a rehearsal he was whispering the words, and they were whispering the words to each other. And that's how it ended up on the recording.
The whole thing sounds like a mistake.
Well, I believe the mistake might have been playing it.
Oh, God, do we need a palate cleanser right now?
Please.
I'm going to play a borderline hit. I'm not sure where this charted, but I got to tell you something. It's one of my all-time favorites. Let's go clean our palate with Chrissy Hynde here.
Yeah, I like it.
The Pretenders. One of their later hits in their career. Really fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I listen to this all the time. One of my favorite songs ever.
Don't get me wrong.
Love the beat.
Yeah, and her voice. Her voice is sensational.
And I love the bass lick.
I see neon lights.
Bass player's working overtime, believe it or not.
Yeah, he is. He didn't want to do another take. It's not as good as Deep Purple, but it's
so much better than Deep Purple.
Pretty good. No, that's a great one. That's probably the best Pretenders record, I bet.
I say thank you like I wrote it. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Well, thank Tony, you. What do you think?
That is instantly catchy, and the hook just hits right away. You get goosebumps. It's a fantastic song.
Ooh, Maddie Masiello.
I agree. Super catchy, and she just feels like a badass to me already. I have no idea who this person is.
She is a badass.
But
yeah.
I respect her.
Chrissy Hynde, the lead singer, she was a badass. That's interesting you said that. She had that kind of voice like that. Yeah. Drug abuser. But anyway, Rob? Was she a drug abuser?
Oh, Mike, no one did drugs then. I will cleanse your palate going into break here because I know you're going to dig this. This is the best song on one of the best albums, the best sounding albums ever released. And I've seen it performed live the entire album twice. So, the album is Songs in the Key of Life, and it's Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke.
Okay. You know what? I'm all in on this.
Thank you.
I'm all in.
Everybody sing. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And so this was a legendarily expensive album to make, and Stevie dragged his feet and lied to Motown about the progress because he was so in the mode of putting in a perfect album. And thank God they let him alone because he released a double album that came with a single with four more songs on it. So it's a powerful pile of music, but the entire album is awesome. But this is my favorite song on the record.
Just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away.
Madeline.
I mean, it's a fantastic song. I can't even, I have no complaints.
Do you know who it is? Do you know who Stevie Wonder is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm
checking.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
All right, come on, Shelly. Pony?
Yeah, this is a 10 out of 10. It's fantastic, and bonus points for being blind.
It almost makes
us. You're a jerk.
I can't believe I walked right by that line. I can't believe that you just said that. We have to go to break.
We do.
We will come back. My turn. Yes. When we come back, we're going to go into old again.
Old?
With me when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush
Billy.
The Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Sorry, I think it's nice he's at that step in the program.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Zappos. 2020, the century is 20% over, and it's already on track to be one of the best years ever.
Yes.
Hooray for February. Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone is going to jail. Roger Stone, I wonder what his name would be if he was on the Flintstones. The Whitney Houston hologram tour is about to launch in London, so get ready to be creeped out. I guess when Whitney sang, "They can't take away my dignity," she didn't anticipate this.
And he's blind.
Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since LBJ was in the White House. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of co-ed competitive oyster dancing.
Yes!
Will Brazil get the gold again? Only time will tell. Just ask TV's Lonnie Anderson. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. Remember, only 153 days till the Summer Olympics begin. So start shucking those bivalves. Am I right, ladies? P.S. Remember, an epileptic oysterman shucks between fits. I'm not going to say my name at the end of
No, that. That's a punchline. You have to Google it to find out the joke.
Okay, so my turn now, and we're going to... I got a choice here. I can go relatively a contemporary artist that Maddie might not know, or I can go really, really old. Which do you want me to do?
I would like you to lead with really, really old. That's a curiosity for me.
All right, so this is an artist I have seen live, and it's hard for me to actually really pick what I want to play because there's so many different ones that I love from him. But This is, again, a la Ricky Skaggs. You'll find a lot of people that are in my music collection are virtuoso artists that are instrumentalists that are really the best of their generation. And this gentleman is no exception to that. This is a gentleman by the name of Pete Fountain.
He
was Mr. New Orleans. He was the greatest clarinet player probably ever. I was such a huge fan of Pete Fountain. And the thing about Pete Fountain is that he had a long-running gig at, I think it was the Hilton in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Sounds right.
He was ravaged by, I think it was Irma, that did a tremendous amount of damage to his place up in New Orleans. And then I think we lost him last year or the year before. I'm not sure. But this is one of his standards that he used to get requests for every time. It's called China Boy.
Yep.
And it's a live version again. And I hope you like this. This is Pete Fountain. Let's see what happens here. China Boy. Here we go. Live performance.
A little louder.
Can't turn it up, Rob. You're going to have to help me with these sends on this thing because I do the best I can. I could listen to this all day.
Dixieland jazz is happiness. And this is a great example of it, backed with amazing musicianship. How can you go wrong? There's not a misstep in there.
So I want to hear what the kids have to say about this.
You know, I think this has a fantastic beat. It's technically wonderful. The title might be a little racist. Who knows?
I think the title might be racist. I think you're absolutely right
about
that.
No, it's about a guy who sold dishes.
Oh, okay.
Is it really?
I'm just trying to help out.
Yeah, you're always a big help in this discussion. Thank you. Maddie Masiello, what do you think of my Pete Fountain?
I like it, and I appreciate the musicianship, but I actually almost wish the tempo was a little bit slower.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't. The beginning was slower, and I feel like I liked that the best.
Let me play a Lazy River for you, though.
Oh yeah,
here you go. You might like this.
Another great one, though.
This is another Pete Fountain classic. I got about 400 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Maddie Masiello Theater. My name's Mike O'Mara. I'll be your charming MC for this evening. Our live auction's going to start after your desserts are completed. Right now, please enjoy the song stylings of the greatest clarinet player in the world, Mr. Pete Fountain. Oh, it's continuing. Oh, I've got a little more intro to go. While we are on the subject, check out the lobby for some of Ponyboy Matt Bloom's delicious Japanese candy. You'll enjoy every single bite of his bean paste and sugar mixture that looks like the blob. Pete Fountain. Oh, Pete Fountain, ladies and gentlemen.
Was he at the session?
I'm not.
There he is.
That's a little slower for you, Maddie.
Yeah, I mean, the other one, it was more impressive, but I like this one better, just to my ears.
That's Lazy River.
But still happiness. Just the clarinet is a happy instrument.
My God, Rob, we have to keep going. But
I know.
Do it. All right.
Do you have a song that you want played at your funeral?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share it, or?
I might, but you go ahead first. I mean, this obviously, you're going to take this down a death row.
this is a song that has I've always liked. But when George Harrison died, I've not played a Beatles song today, and this is not a Beatles song. But
do you want this played at your funeral?
Absolutely, I do. I requested it. Is that when Ringo sang this song at a tribute concert to George Harrison, I welled up with tears because I saw an underlying meaning in the song. And it's really, the song is about a breakup. That's what the lyric is about. But when you listen to it, it could be about any sort of time that you lose a friend or a loved one. It's called Photograph. And it's the sense of the song is that he's broken up with this lady and all he has is a photograph and he realizes she's not coming back anymore. The production is faultless.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me.
And as you get a little older and a little wiser, I guess, you realize that when you're dealing with loss, it's tough, man. And this song speaks to that.
You know, it's on my original audition tape, believe it or not.
Was it on there? I didn't know
but
that.
But I'm not sure it's on there because I liked it or because it's on there because it was a hit at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. I remember that.
But I think of all the solo Beatles efforts, this might be my favorite. I mean, even Paul's entire catalog, I think, can take a step aside and look at this record.
All right, so Ponyboy Matt Bloom, what do you think of Rob Spiewak's Death Song?
You know what? I think that's lovely. They start right from the hook, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Who was the person that he broke up with? Was it the...
He did not write this, so he's just singing a song.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He broke up with money when he left the Beatles. That was his
Pony, do you really like it? Because I'm not buying it.
You know what? I would say it's average good. It's kind of...
He's
mellow.
Wrong, you know. He's wrong, you know.
It's okay. Medium.
Matty Masciola.
Ringo Starr has his sight.
Well, it's hard for me to even tolerate anything having to do with the Beatles, but I already knew this song, and I do like it. And I also like kind of a sad song with sadder lyrics to kind of more of a upbeat melody.
I know what you mean.
Like
yeah,
more
yeah.
energy. So uh-huh. I kind of like that contrast, and I think it's a good song.
Oh, thank you. As I'm being
Rob
lowered
Spiewak.
Into the ground, Mike, play it loud.
This is on my wishes. I don't have like a formal thing yet.
Okay.
Somebody might say, you might want to prepare that. But this is from, I think it's a Disney film, I think, but I'm not sure. I really don't even know.
All right.
I just heard it because I heard it performed by Celtic women, these lovely Irish girls. And this is really syrupy. I didn't want to go in this particular
That's
direction.
All right.
But I listen to it all the time when I want to really... when I really want to be sad
yeah.
and I think about it, because it to me is like saying goodbye to somebody. And when they go away, when they float away, and they go somewhere else, you're going to send them a song. So that's what it is. Are you starting to laugh?
No.
Take the wave now and know that you're free.
This is so sad.
Turn your back on the land, face the sea.
This is the funeral
face
song?
Face the wind now so wild and so
It's a good
strong.
Funeral song. I like it.
When you
this version
think
of it.
Me, wave to me and send me a song.
And I've asked my daughter to sing it.
Oh, that's
because
awesome.
Because she knows how to sing it. So that's... anyway. Now,
so Maddie,
I'm
can
so
you...
depressed
No, no,
now.
No, don't be
I
depressed.
Really
that's a good song. I think
All
it's
right,
good. Maddie,
yes.
what do you say?
I feel like that was Elsa from Frozen. Little girls
Maybe I'm going to have to change
that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I didn't
Catherine's
going
to sing it from... Okay, thank you. Pony, I don't even know if I want to ask you.
You know, it makes me wish that I was at my funeral.
On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wrap this up with maybe something more upbeat, songs at my funeral, when we come back right here on
and
the Michael Mara Show.
Let's bury that.
Let's bury that. Thank you.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. If you are a student of podcasting, you may want some advice. For instance, podcast experience, is that important? Well, it's way up there. Pressure under fire. Done this before. I don't want this to be his first podcast. Applied himself well. These are some of the things I'd have confidence in a young MD. Wait, we're talking podcasts, not the medical field. I'm exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even we can get tired. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarded addresses. So what do? What's the answer? You need to join the club. The club of TMOS bonus show subscribers. Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club. Don't worry about Jackie's the club. Just click the banner on our website and get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the Assport. Copyright 2020. By the bonus show, MichaelMarisShow.com. And now we're going to salute my man, Duke Siebert, on a trip to one of his favorite places. One of mine, too. The Audio Vault.
No, we're not doing it.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show in Fort Myers, and we'll be right back. Actually, we are back. Actually, Jaggy's back. I don't know. All right. So, Rob, you tell me, we got about, what, 5 minutes maybe here? 2 minutes? Three minutes?
You know what? Five would be good. Five minutes would be good. We'll give them a little extra bonus content today. They deserve it.
All right. One from you, one from me. I got to make it good.
All right. I got a great one here, and I think you're going to like it. This is from a genre that sort of blossomed in the early 70s. I would call it horn rock. And this is one of the best examples of one of the best bands. When you bought the 45 of this song, the single, they chopped the intro off, which is a shame because the intro is the best part. The band is Chicago, and the song is called Make Me Smile. And you hear horns and rock, and you hear, but know that this was a real touring band. They didn't have like a horn section they brought in. The trombonist and the trumpet player, they all toured together. This is a big organization and just such a good sound. And also, clever on the mix that they've actually got the rhythm guitar at the same level as the horns. It just makes this overall production sound so thick. Here's where the 45 would pick up right here. All right, great vocal.
Let's see what our children think.
You know what? This song immediately pops the second you hear it. I love it. It's very rich, very warm. And my grandfather, actually, one time got on an elevator and talked to a bunch of guys in the elevator, and they said, hey, we're in a band. And he says, oh, what's the name of the band? And they said, Chicago. And he says, it'll never make it.
Is that a true story,
yep,
Pony?
True story.
That's great.
That is so cool. I love that insight. Does the Mayor Masiello, have any private stories of bumping into Chicago and Buffalo?
Maybe. I don't know.
Have you heard of Chicago, Maddie?
I don't think so. I feel like the song sounds familiar to me, but I don't think I would have known it was Chicago.
If she knew Chicago, she'd probably be more familiar with like the Peter Cetera syrupy era of Chicago when they got
away
from
the
this.
Bad era.
Yeah. I still think their albums hold up, and this is another band that I'll drop a needle on and listen to the whole LP.
Do you remember, what's the name of the song where I announced that Carla was pregnant?
Oh.
Was that, does was anybody know what time it park? Is?
Yeah, no, or, it's not Saturday.
No, it was the other one.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Yeah.
That's one. I love Chicago. I grew up with Chicago. Beginnings, which was a Chicago song, was the theme of my senior prom. It was very, very cool. I've always been a massive Chicago fan, but you'd be surprised. I probably don't have a tremendous amount of Chicago in my own music because I've heard it so many times.
They have a double disc greatest hits that's fantastic. You probably should get it.
Yeah, I remember this. I'll always remember this particular Chicago song because of the announcement I made.
Yes, and I remember it.
It was just, I don't know why, Beginnings was the theme of this. And it's just this era of Chicago before they became kind of soft rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Was really, really special. Here we go.
I'm going to be a daddy.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, I'd like to relive that. All right, we're going to wrap it up here.
Hold in your hand the last record?
I hope we got to do this again. This was
fun.
I hope the listeners enjoyed it. I sure did. It was really, really special. But I will tell you this. This is a true story. If you want me to share with you right now a song that I literally moved to, that I will get up with my kid and I will dance to, this is the song. More than any other song in my collection,
okay,
this is the one that I do. You're going to mock me?
No.
You're going to laugh at me?
No.
But I swear to God, this is what I dance to, and I do it all the time. I swear to God, I am a huge fan, not necessarily of the band, but I love this song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What I got, you got to give it to your mama. What I got, you got to give it to your papa. What I got, you got to give it to your doctor. You do a little dancing and you drink a little water. What I got, you got to get it, put it in you. What I got, you got to get it, put it in you. Maybe I don't listen to it that often with my son.
No, I was going
to
say, this is... Is it an instant toe tapper for him as well?
He doesn't know about the lyrics.
No, no,
he
I'm
just
not saying that.
Listens to the beat.
I'm not
and
saying
he sees his daddy dancing all around, being these doing these big giant steps around the living room. Yeah. I can even get Carla to get up and move to this, you know? Is there a better song to squat and move your butt to?
No.
I don't think so. All right, and now our final reviews from the Peanut Gallery today. By the way, they deserve a round of applause.
I thought they did great.
They've done fantastic with their cruelty. It's been wonderful.
I think you stacked the deck a little bit by closing with something relatively current and upbeat. I think you're going to get high marks here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not faking this. I'm really
oh,
not.
I know,
I'm looking
I know.
Through.
Me neither.
I've got old stuff, but I just particularly like this song. It's a standalone, and
yeah.
I have it in my my collection. Pony Boy.
Yeah, you know, I want to say I was probably sixth or seventh grade when this song came out. It's mm-hmm. pure energy. It is yep. absolutely exciting. Love this song.
Awesome. Very unique. Maddie Messia.
Yeah, totally agree. I feel like as a rule, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are just so cool and so fun, all their music. So you can't, I mean, this is a great song to dance to.
Well, that's great. And I'm going to also have it played at my funeral. Well, we have to get out of here. I hope you enjoyed
I had a blast.
Our favorite songs. And that was very unique today. And, you know, it's me, it's Rob, Oscar's on vacation. So we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
Who wants to hear his music anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do it again next week as well.
Nice!
For Matty Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, also Rob Spiva. Hope you enjoyed our music. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Aloha.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ebony, 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 ebony. That's all, folks.